It is not in the vocabulary of the man who paints himself as the second coming of Jesus while ignoring Jesus' own exhortation to welcome the stranger and the immigrant. And in a pair of campaign appearances on Tuesday in Michigan and Wisconsin, Donald Trump made clear that he intends to continue his Hitler-style campaign of dehumanizing migrants of color as he runs for the presidency to keep himself out of prison, unleashing a flood of racial resentment and fake cultural outrage. In the city of Grand Rapids, flanked by local law enforcement officials who apparently don't mind standing next to a man who sicked his most violent followers on police in our nation's capital on January 6, 2021, Trump unleashed a torrent of malicious, racist bile, repeating his violent, ominous language about a bloodbath to attack the Biden administration.
It's a border bloodbath, and it's destroying our country. It's a very bad thing happening. We don't want them coming into our country with contagious diseases, and they have it. The suburban housewives actually like Donald Trump. You know why? Because I'm the one that's going to keep them safe. If you don't want illegal alien criminals crawling through your windows and ransacking your drawers, we will stop the plunder, rape, slaughter, and destruction of our American suburbs, cities, and towns.
These are real existential threats. I mean, just as a former campaign manager, two things keep me up at night. One of them is voter suppression. I mean, Mark was talking about challenging 10,000 votes here, 20,000 votes there. As Mark well knows, that's our entire margin in Georgia. That's our entire margin in Arizona. Mm-hmm. They're talking about taking away states. And part of what they want to do is just make this really confusing. Mm-hmm. Some of the laws you talked about passing seem normal. They were like, oh, why don't you show your driver's license? Well, a lot of people don't have driver's licenses. Mm-hmm. And they just want to make it seem incredibly difficult to vote, so you won't vote. Because as Matt so well said, if the electorate looks like normal America, Democrats are going to win. And so they cannot allow that. And part of it is threatening political violence because it makes people get nervous. It makes people feel angsty. And it causes people, you know, what their last card they have left is fear. And they're going to play that card everywhere they can on every single hand at the poker table.
The reality is most Americans, even if they might have a little ism in them, they sure do want their lawn done. And they like that guy who's building their house, and they want their food, and they want their cheap food. But Europe is the case where you have an aging European society that desperately needs immigrants in order to survive. Do they want to be that?
Right.
Well, we won't survive economically without migrants.
No, and this is the thing, is that what I always like to say is that we believe in the fact that different individuals came to this country because in that they became the essence of the American dream, that they can be self-realized here in the United States, not in their home country. That's a beautiful thing. It's also our superpower.
Yes.
And you don't have to, you know, don't take my word for it. During the 2016 election, the Russians were meddling around race because they knew that that is our Achilles heel. So we have to wisen up. Our strength in the 21st century is recognizing that our asset is our human capital that come from everywhere. And we can't let him, we can't take his bait.
Think of NATO like a computer program. NATO 1.0 was the Cold War NATO of the U.S. versus the Soviet Union. We needed those NATO allies to stand toe-to-toe with the Soviet Union. NATO 2.0 emerges after the 9/11 attacks. The United States was attacked, and all of our NATO allies, every nation, came with us to Afghanistan to avenge that. And NATO 3.0 is what we see today. Brought on by Vladimir Putin, now strengthened by the addition of Sweden and Finland to the north. Together, these 32 nations are well over half of the world's gross domestic product. They have 3 million troops under arms, almost all volunteers, 15,000 combat aircraft. It's an extraordinary alliance. It's standing up to Vladimir Putin. And we watched a few moments ago, and I think we were all moved by Martin Luther King's speech. It was extraordinary. Mm. There's another extraordinary speech in the middle of all this. It's Ronald Reagan. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. What gave Reagan the strength to make that speech? The answer is NATO. Happy birthday, NATO.
Everything ties back to one side wanting to take away and the other side wanting to give back to, I mean, Joe Biden is running to be the president of all Americans. Donald Trump literally, in his own words, wants to prosecute and has described as subhuman a lot of the others. Where do we go from today?
So look,
we have to keep in mind two things. The first is that Republicans, their plan for November is to make it harder to vote and easier to cheat. The harder to vote is the voter suppression tactics, the voter intimidation, the efforts to prevent every eligible citizen from being able to cast their ballot and have it count. The easier to cheat is the stuff after the election, where they want to try to rig the rules through state legislatures and the like to try to undermine the will of the people. We have to be very clear-eyed that that's their strategy. The second thing, though, Nicole, and this is, I'm speaking now to the business community and everyone else, the fight for democracy is the fight of our time. It isn't necessarily the fight we would have picked. It isn't necessarily what everyone would have hoped would be top of mind and top of agenda. But our generation is going to be judged by what we did at this moment when we were faced with a clear choice between democracy and autocracy, when we were facing down a wannabe dictator who was telling us out loud in clear, no uncertain terms what he was going to do if he was put back in power. And the business leaders who care more about the short term of their bottom lines will have to answer to the long term of history, to their children and their grandchildren, for why in this moment of time when they had so much power and the ability to make so much difference, instead they hid and they cowered. So this is the time for civic courage, you know, civic courage in our community centers, civic courage in our boardrooms, civic courage in the media, for everyone to do everything they can every single day to protect our democracy.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Thursday, 4 April, year of our Lord, 2024. A magnificent cold open. I want to thank our incredible team here on the War Room production front, and also the guys in Denver, Real America's Voice. Fantastic to pull that together, encapsulate everything where we are right now in this great battle to save our republic and take back this country. Mark Elias, buried leads right there. Mark Elias actually rattled. Now, there's another Democratic operative that's very smart that's out there saying, hey, we got this. We're going to, you know, they didn't win enough seats in 22. We got this. I'll get to that in a little while. But Mark Elias, the evil genius that constructed the steal in 2020, saying harder is going to make it harder to vote and easier to cheat. And he said easier to cheat after Election Day by using these state legislatures. Bro, read the Constitution. I don't care what changes Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell made to the Electoral Count Act of 1887. It is not, they're not legitimate changes. It will never stand up in court, ever. The Constitution is very clear. The Electoral Count Act of 1887 is very clear. The state legislatures have this power. You're going to have to live with that. It's not these radical Democratic governors in Wisconsin. Not that by the way, the guy that vetoed everything that was going to take down men and women's sports is not that radical. It's not tiny Josh Shapiro, tiny town, tiny tot Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania. Shapiro is not going to be able to do it. It's state legislatures. So suck on that. Charlie Kirk's going to be on later. We got a big fight out in Nebraska. If we flip that, if we make it a winner take all, there's no path to Joe Biden for the presidency. No path. No path. He can win Michigan, Pennsylvania, and I think Wisconsin all. He comes up one electoral vote short. Sorry, not sorry. Charlie Kirk's going to be on today. Did not push it over the top last night, but there's other, we have other opportunities. Charlie Kirk's going to walk us through that. Steve Camarota is going to join us. Remember, in that cold open, MSNBC, they're now all over it. Since we broke this, you know, a month ago about the CBO actually having the 10 million illegal alien invaders in the budget forecast, in the forecast for your nation, and the Federal Reserve telling you out on 60 Minutes how they're using them to drive down wages. The MSNBC's now owned this. They've fully embraced it. Now, quote, we cannot survive economically without the illegal alien migration. That is a quote. It's on that. We cannot survive economically. Your demographics, you're not reproducing, you're not productive, you're lazy, you're dumb. The African-American community, the Hispanic citizens, the white working class, you're not worthy. Quote, we cannot survive economically. And then Stavridis, the fairy tale of this NATO fairy tale is just, I mean, he's dumb even for the low standards, the Don Bacon. Is he below? No, you used to have the Mendoza line in baseball, right? Mendoza was a great shortstop for the Pirates, but he hit like 215. So they had the Mendoza line. It's this famous line in baseball. Who was above it? Who was below it? I think he's the Don Bacon is the Mendoza line for IQ for flag officers. But Stavridis, another tiny tot. Stavridis is getting close. The fairy tale about NATO. We're going to get to all that. Captain Fennell and Dr. Thayer going to join us about the true existential threat, Beijing. I want to turn to Dave Brat. Dave Brat, you had Murderer's Row right there in the cold open of Trump. Trump thinks he's the Messiah and his followers are a cult. Mark Elias, yeah, clearly worried, right? The lawfare hasn't worked. They haven't been able to rig the system enough. They know they got to steal it. And now he's saying it's easier to cheat, and that cheating is relying upon state legislatures to make sure the electoral count is accurate and certifiable. Dave Brat, your thoughts this morning?
Yeah, well, the Sunday school teachers, they like part of the Bible when it comes to illegal immigration and, you know, welcoming our sojourners and wanderers. But they don't like the other parts, like called the Ten Commandments, where you're not supposed to bear false witness against President Trump, right? And all political views are my own, but these are not political views. These are ethical views and moral views. And what they're saying, they're just putting words in the mouth of President Trump every other second now that are just false. He hasn't said any of that. He hasn't claimed to be the Messiah or this kind of thing. They're creating a narrative to scare the living daylights out of the American people because they know the Judeo-Christian folks in the Judeo-Christian West is waking up to the lies. We have the receipts on all of this. They do not. Mainstream media is imploding before your eyes. No one believes anything they say. The economists are out of touch. I cover that every day on the show. The politicians are lying. The administrative state, right? The interview you had with Mike Benz lays it all out, the depths of this. And so, you know, these guys on the left, I think they are freaking out because all the fun. I think you had a good phrase the other day, four flat tires. You know, it's just when you have a border invasion, when the economy is shot, when all the folks on the Judeo-Christian tradition are coming home back to the basic family values and the values God lays out. And then they just hear these lies and propaganda from the left. And they're clearly gaslighting, right? They're just making up all this white rural rage. That's one book. And then the white gospel. That's another. I mean, they're just making this stuff out of whole cloth. And the people are catching on, right? You can only lie for so long. And boy, they've just been laying one out after the other, from economics to politics to culture to religion. And, you know, all these Sunday school teachers over there on MSNBC, you can't lie. That's one of the big 10, right? Do not bear false witness. You don't get to do that. And so, you know, I wish there was some forum where you could debate this stuff in public, and we'll see.
Well, maybe we'll try to get these guys. The False White Gospel by Jim Wallace of the Sojourners, a left-wing interpretation of why you're evil if you're a Christian. And White Rural Rage by the Threat to American Democracy. They're so desperate. Ben Harnwell nailed it yesterday. Ben Harnwell said that Biden already is acting like a party in opposition, the Democrats and the mainstream media. There's something missing. They don't have there's no driving momentum of selling their program. They never mentioned Bidenomics. If their pitch is that we need 10 to 12 million illegal alien invaders in this country, because they're central to the economy, then the reaction is, we don't need your economy then. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. That's going to stop. Steve Camerati is going to join Dave Bratt and myself next in the war. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
I mean, the reality is most Americans, even if they might have a little ism in them, they sure do want their lawn done, and they like that guy who's building their house, and they want their food, and they want their cheap food. But Europe is the case where you have an aging European society that desperately needs immigrants in order to survive. Do they want to be that?
Right.
Well, we won't survive economically without migrants.
No, and this is the thing, is that what I always like to say is that we believe in the fact that different individuals came to this country because in that they became the essence of the American dream, that they can be self-realized here in the United States, not in their home country. That's a beautiful thing. It's also our superpower.
Yes.
And you don't have to, you know, don't take my word for it. During the 2016 election, the Russians were meddling around race because they knew that that is our Achilles heel. So we have to wisen up. Our strength in the 21st century is recognizing that our asset is our human capital that come from everywhere. And we can't let him, we can't take his bait.
Them still have contacts. They still have, I mean, I was on the border about 2.5 weeks ago. I saw two Guatemalan men who were going to ask for asylum. Chris, the difference of what you talked about, because, you know, I've been reporting on this for like 30 years, okay? Yeah. So what used to happen is that when migrants would get there, they would run away from the Border Patrol, right? Yep. And that's where the Republicans get this, oh, my God, they're coming in and they're scary and they're running away. Chris, with my own eyes, I saw them come in, start praying and wait for the Border Patrol to come and get them.
Yes, yes.
So the narrative is completely different. And frankly, the immigrants and refugees have pulled the wool right underneath everybody's eyes because they're saying, we are not a threat. We're coming in. Nos estamos entregando. We're giving ourselves over with our hands up. We are not a threat. We're telling you exactly where we're going to be. But the point is this notion of they are different. It is different. They used to be mostly from Mexico. Many are coming from Africa. Many are coming from places like Pakistan and India. But sabes que, Chris, they're all here for the same reason. One, because international law affords them the right to come to the United States and ask for asylum. And two, because human migration is part of our history. Mm-hmm. So if all of that stuff that they say is true, the American economy would be tanking and you and I would be running in fear every single night because of an unleashed crime wave. And not true.
All Trump is doing, he's telling the same lies that every wave of migrants in the United States has always been subjected to. When the Jews came, when the Germans came, when the Italians came.
The Irish.
When the Irish came. All of these different groups, we were told the same thing, that we're going to lose our culture.
Yep.
We're going to lose our language. They're going to drive down wages. Then the crime's going to grow up. And exactly the opposite has happened. Mm-hmm. We don't all go to mass on Sunday. We don't all speak Italian or German. We don't drink beer in the pubs on every, you know, I'm Irish, I can say this.
Unless we have the time.
We can keep on. You can see the twisted, they come. Of course, they're coming and they're not running away. It's a concierge service. You're not going to run away from the concierge service. They're waiting for the border patrols now. Got the red carpet. It's a concierge service. See, now that we exposed them of what they hid, remember, you didn't hear about, oh, they're vital to the economy, central economy. This is now 24/7 on MSNBC. We won't survive economically. You never heard that. until we exposed the lie. Until we showed you, hey, they baked it into the CBO numbers. 10 million illegal alien invaders. And all of a sudden, when it's exposed, oh, gosh, is that true? Well, we forgot to tell you, we can't survive economically. Then Powell goes on 60 Minutes and says, they ask him straight up, well, what has stopped wage inflation from running out of control? Oh, but the immigration. Yeah, the illegal immigration. Yeah, immigration. Yeah, that did Powell. Yeah, that did it. Yeah, that did it. He then says, you know, we have spending out of control. Well, guess what the spending's for? The spending's for the corporation. Okay, folks. The guys that want them here because they work as slave labor ain't paying health care and not throwing in for their education and none of it. That's all on your ticket. That's why the African-American communities in Chicago and New York, Hispanic communities, are waking up to the fact that their Democrat and globalist people that run the Democratic Party in the Republican establishment are crushing them. They're replacing them because you end up paying for all of it. You underwrite this. You underwrite your own destruction. And they get some cheap labor and somebody to buy more Cheetos. Steve Camarada, brother, you guys over at CIS have done the best job of breaking this all down. This madness now has been exposed, but baby, we cannot survive economically. Steve Camarada, you've done more than anybody to say what a lie that is. Walk us through it.
Right. So take a 80,000 foot view. There's no question that adding people, including workers, to the U.S. economy makes for a larger economy. If you take all the illegal immigrants using standard estimates, there's no question that the U.S. economy is several hundred billion dollars larger. That is our GDP. There's more economic activity. But that is not an argument that says that the native-born population or even the legal immigrant population benefits from that. If all that mattered was a larger economy, a larger GDP, then we would say that India is much richer than Sweden because it has a much larger economy, a much larger GDP. But we don't say that because what matters is per capita GDP, how much each person has, how much each person consumes or produces, not the aggregate size of the economy. And so the idea that all that matters is the size of the economy is absurd. The CBO actually says in its estimates, immigration will make the economy somewhat larger. And what they're talking about is the increase in immigration as a result of the border crisis. But it'll also, as they point out, make per capita GDP lower. And of course, per capita is what matters. Now, how much immigration affects the well-being of the native-born is a long-standing debate. But this idea at the outset that a bigger economy is better is absurd on its face. As I say, what matters is per capita. We know immigration reduces per capita, mainly because the immigrants are significantly poor on average. Having said that, probably what you want to think about when immigration happens is winners and losers. If you're an employer or a consumer that uses a lot of immigrant labor, you're likely the winner. If you're a less educated American worker and you compete with immigrants for jobs and it holds down your wages, which is the benefit that the employer gets or the consumer, then immigration is bad. So it's bad for the workers. It's probably
But hang on. This whole argument about the scam and the con for everybody is that the employers and these guys don't pick up anything on the health care. They don't pick up anything for the education. When the Congress went down to Yuma for their, you know, when Jim Jordan took them down there to have that panel, the citizens in Yuma, our healthcare system's been destroyed. Our education system's been destroyed. And this is both for the middle class and the working class. It's not even close to, the only people that prosper are employers that want to employ slave labor. And hang on. Indentured servants, these people coming across are nothing more than serfs, indentured servants, are almost economic slaves. Now, it's a better deal than where they're coming from because those places are absolute craters. But her phrase that the international law allows is that's a bald-faced lie. The UN Compact immigration doesn't supersede American asylum law. This whole thing's illegal. It's all drawn by the money interest in the Democratic Party that wants votes. The economic interest wants lower wages and more people eating Cheetos. It's an absolute bald faced lie. This is not even worthy of debate. We just have to rip their face off and say, you're a liar. And here's why you're a liar. And the people that back us up are when Ben Berquam's in inner city Chicago with African-American adults. And they're sitting there going, hey, our community is being destroyed before our eyes. Steve Camerota.
Yeah. So what I was just about to say, though, was the other loser from immigration is the taxpayer. Right. Because you're bringing in lots of unskilled workers. They don't pay much in taxes. And they, or more often their U.S.-born children, can qualify for public services. So, for example, the welfare cost of illegal immigration total, not just the new ones, is probably over $40 billion a year because illegal immigrants can benefit from certain programs, and their children who are U.S.-born, and there's, you know, maybe 5 million now of those children, they can all benefit from those programs because they're considered U.S. citizens. In addition to that, we're probably spending close to $70 billion a year on the children of illegal immigrants in public schools. Then there's the healthcare issue for treatment of the uninsured. That's at least another $7 billion. So, right, what happens is the employer gets the benefit of the worker at a relatively low wage, but the costs are diffuse. They're borne by all taxpayers. And that's one reason why we get so much illegal immigration, is because whenever you have a narrowly focused benefit, like in this case, the employer, it tends to trump the diffuse costs for the whole country. And so that's essentially exactly what's happening. So workers lose out, especially low-wage workers and taxpayers.
The employers work out. The asset holders, particularly of real assets or stocks, make out because you're going to have higher operating margins, higher stock prices. The wealthy and the people that run the administrative state apparatus, because they have more clients, they all make all the bad guys make out. People, the losers are American citizens, no matter where you are in the scale, except you're the top 1%. You all get crushed. Your wages are suppressed and you're paying $70 billion. But that's not even the true cost. The true cost is the destruction of your communities. This is why do you think Hispanics are running to support Donald Trump? Why do you think African-American, particularly African-American men, are running to support President Trump? You know why? Wait for it. They're rational actors. They see exactly what's going on. They see what they see, and no spin of MSNBC and Joy Ann Reid and Nicole Wallace, none of it is going to sit there and change your mind, because they see exactly what's happening. This is why this election's pretty straightforward. Up or down vote. The destruction of this republic and her citizens, or the destruction of the globalists and the administrative state. Simple. Up or down. 5 November. Short break. Camerota, Brett, Steve Stern next. Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon, and use the offer code SPRING24. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon, and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon for the free month of service. Put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon, SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
I'm going to get back to Steve in a moment. Remember, Steve's kind of a grounding force here. He's all data. He's like Benzman. They're data. They're statistics. They're analytics. They take the emotion out of it. I can go off of my rants. Particularly the calmer he is, the more obviously I rant. Our great producer, Harry, has sent me an update. Fox News reporting tuberculosis breaking out in the Chicago migrant centers following a measles outbreak. To back up President Trump's thoughts, I'm going to get Brad in here for a second. A couple things. Number one, gold's over 2,300. It's now time for you to talk to the experts. If you haven't done it, by the way, my CB, the Central Bank Digital Currency piece is just about done. We're going to have a big splash for that. Philip Patrick's going to join me on Saturday. Maybe we release it then. But you can contact him, birchgold.com/Bannon. Contact the experts today. Do it. Gold is at over 2,300. You need to understand the forces that are driving that. We do a lot of the macro here, but they can tell you the specifics in the micro. Very important that you learn this about why gold has been a hedge. Also, huge webinar today at 2 o'clock. I'll get more details over at the Committee on the Present Danger. Absolutely amazing about the transgender Easter and how that ties into the Chinese Communist Party, gaffing the crowd, and a huge list of fabulous speakers. Because I want everybody, and Grace and Mo will live stream that to the degree we can do it. Dave Brat, you made a great point during the break. I don't remember what the invasion of the country and the economic survival of the American Republic being a big pitch of Joe Biden's when he ran in 2020. Now, he ended up losing. He had to steal it. But I don't even remember him. Did he pitch that? We talk about democracy. Was that high on their pitch list for voters to understand, sir?
No, this fits in with the whole conversation from religion to ethics to morality to these public policy issues of our day. In the first place, the president alone is running this border invasion through executive branch decrees. Right. It is not democratic. So the morning Mikas and all the folks on MSNBC in favor of democracy, no one voted for any of this border invasion. And the second thing is, once you lie, right, in the Judeo-Christian West, reputation used to matter, right? In business, your word was your bond. And so these folks on the left, it's one lie after the other. And so no one voted for this. The American people would vote this down 90 to 10.
I know they were, but hang on. Whoa. This is the problem with Speaker Johnson, Republican House. It's all done by executive fiat, but then it's baked into a budget and they don't stop it. Correct. Camarado's going to back me up. The $70 billion is in. This is why Johnson had the ability to stop this madness. People get, sometimes on the chat rooms go, well, Steve, he can't actually do it. I got that part. Thank you. Let me write that down. He can't actually stop it. Okay, I got that. He can in the fact that he can cut off the Biden regime for any money for their own apparatus. 100%. He's got to approve it. You could have said, we're not doing anything until we get in a room and you walk me through exactly how you're shutting down this border. You're hermetically sealing it, number one. And number two, we're taking out of this budget every penny that pays for illegal alien invaders. The $70 billion Camarada just talked about is not going to be a supplemental. It's baked into what Republicans just voted for. And don't let them lie to you, right? Don't let them lie to you. This happy talk. I saw a town hall and a video by, was it the guy out in the Republican out in Tucson? I saw a video of it. His brain dead explanation of the budget was insulting to people's intelligence, but people weren't getting up in his grill. There were a couple of questions. Everything he said was a lie. And don't fall into this trap of the earmarks. I fought the earmarks hard as anybody back in the day when we got them out. The earmarks now, it's not even an entry-level drug. It's important, but it's so marginal. It's tangential to the main event. The main event was not approving the executive orders monetarily and physically that Biden had put in there. We had every opportunity to do it. So then they can turn around and go, well, Bannon, you and Brad say it's not Democratic. Your House of Republicans essentially signed off on it. Did they not, Dave Brad?
Yep, they did. They signed off on that, and $7 trillion worth of stimulus, government nonsense, trans surgeries, DOD, wokeness, every bad policy, bad family policy across the board. We just voted in basically modern monetary policy where you just throw debt right after things. I got some charts coming up, and it's very interesting. Okay. The fiscal policy follows the unemployment rate, right? So whatever happens, now we're using the government sector and we're just throwing the government sector at every problem we have. And I'll get to that later. But we voted for it.
Hang on.
And just so you know, the average, if you really want to have a big population, the average income in China is $5,000. I just looked it up. So let's go for it. Let's just go for 1.4 billion people and have an average income of $5,000 per person.
Well, yes, and this is why they shipped the jobs over, the slave labor of Lao Beijing.
Yeah.
Steve Stern's going to join us after Camerata because updates in the precinct strategy, he and Schultz in these conference calls they have. Remember, the false white gospel, they're praising this, the false white gospel and white rural rage. I'm noticing I got pattern recognition here. I'm noticing a pattern. This is because they understand this is a populist revolt. This is to get you to stop attending. This is to get you to stop attending precincts. This is to get you to wave off. This is to get you to feel depressed. You're not depressed. You're on the rise. Okay. And it's not just, it's not white. Look at the shows we did from Chicago. Look at the shows from New York City. Look at going to the streets of New York City. The minority community is outraged about this because they understand they're being scammed. Steve Camerata, you got some more stats and analysis for us. So I'll dial down the emotional rants and I will turn it over to you, sir.
Yeah. So if the government collects monthly data, the Census Bureau does it for the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The data is not perfect, but even just taking it on its face, what it shows is really quite unbelievable. It shows that the foreign-born, that's all immigrants, legal and illegal, captured in the data is now 51.4 million in February. That's up 6.4 million since Biden took office in 2021. The population has never grown, the foreign-born or immigrant population has never grown that much that fast. The other interesting thing is, as a share of the population, it's getting near 16% of the total U.S. population, and that's a new record. In 1890 or 1910, the two other highs, it was a little less than 15%. So we are now in uncharted territory, and that's assuming the data doesn't miss anyone, which, of course, it does. Though I will give the Census Bureau, which is collecting this data, a tremendous amount of credit for picking up a lot of recent arrivals. I won't go into their methodology, but it's not terrible. It's pretty good. Now, do I think it's missing a million or 2 million people? Of course. But remember this, the growth of 6.4 million in the total foreign-born must mean that something like 8 million people settled in the United States just in 3 years. Again, we've never had that before. And what's interesting is, because remember that the growth only represents the net gain. All births in the United States to immigrants count as native-born people, so they don't add to the immigrant or foreign-born population. Yeah, and the reason why it has to be a minimum of 8, but probably more, is because every year some people do go home. And there are about 300,000 deaths among the foreign-born as normal human mortality. So that would be 900,000 deaths just in 3 years. And you have 1.5 million people over those 3 years likely going home on their own, people retiring to their home country and so forth. Even illegal immigrants do leave sometimes. And some people, not a lot anymore, get deported. But my only point on that is that these numbers are unprecedented. We've never been here like this before as a country. And that's assuming you just take the numbers at face value. And we have a whole report on this. It's extraordinary. Let me just give you one other statistic. In the last year, the number of immigrants working is up something like 1 million. But the number of native-born people with a job is down by about 800,000 or 900,000. So it looks like, at least in the last year, much of the job growth is gone to the immigrants. And even long-term, that looks to be the case.
Because they'll work for nothing. Okay. Give me that one more time, the last part. I want to make sure people embrace this because this gets to the heart of what the con is. The 8 million, let me be blunt about this. Today, over in the Senate, Schumer's working that they're just going to vote down. And Tester, if you vote for this, you got to be turfed out of Montana. Sherrod Brown, the same thing in Ohio. You guys don't stand a chance if you vote for not having a trial in Mayorkas. The crime here is the greatest crime ever committed against the United States of America. Full stop. And I rate that along with what they've done, the treason they've done with the Chinese Communist Party. This is an invasion of at least 8 million illegal alien invaders into this country. 8 million. I want people to understand.
That is the total.
Minimum.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Here's what we know. I'll just go over those numbers real quick.
Yeah.
The Biden administration has released at least 3.3 million people in the United States. The Biden administration does admit there are about 1.7 million people they saw crossing the border but didn't stop, the so-called gotaways. So that is around 5 million. Then there has to be people who we didn't see sneak in over a 3-year period. That has to be another million. And then at the same time, there are about 500,000 to 800,000 visa overstays. These are people who come in on legal temporary visas, but then don't go home like they're supposed to. So yes, it's true that the overall flow of new illegal immigrants in the country has to be 7 or 8 million. Shocking as that seems. Now, remember, that's offset by deaths. That's offset by people who leave. And we do legalize a lot of illegal immigrants when they marry an American or we give them asylum, which is very substantial. So the illegal population doesn't grow by 8 million, but still
Hold it. We got to start calling out. And I understand you can't. CIS, you got to play great. We don't have to play by those rules at War Room. We tell it straight up. That's another part of the scam. This is all to break because you know why? The cussedness and honoriness, the American working man and woman of every ethnicity, color, religion, race, you pick it. It's got a certain chip. You should. This is what being an American's about. You got a grit. You got a determination. You got a chip on your shoulder. You're ornery. The cussedness. This is what made this country. You think it would have taken this out of this wilderness and built the greatest civilization in mankind's history, the most productive, the most powerful, freed more people, created more wealth, sent people to the moon, did every major invention? Do you think that would have happened if they didn't have an attitude, if they didn't have a swagger? This is what the administrative state and the globalists are trying to break. They're trying to make you like Europe. They're trying to break you and become passive. And for those of you that have fallen into it, hey, that's okay, but there are enough that have not and said, we're not going to allow this to happen to the greatest country that's been bequeathed to us. You think the other 13 or 14 generations did this for their own good? No, they sacrificed, they delayed every generation except for this and these globalists. And this is the fight we're going to have, and this is the victory we're going to have in November. Stern's going to be on here in a moment. I got Tiffany Justice after that to talk about what it takes at the deck plate levels. And they don't sit there and embrace you and say, isn't it wonderful you showed up and you have an attitude and you want to use your agency to say, screw you, you're not going to destroy my country and you're particularly not going to destroy my community and you're not going to destroy the citizens of this country? Do you think they embrace you? Hell no, they don't embrace you. They don't want you there. You're a pest. You're a pest. That's the American citizen should have a premier deal. You should be premium class, right? Not steerage. You're steerage. And you're steerage because too many of your fellow citizens have accepted being in steerage. And too many of the leaders in this country, and warrior poet Speaker Johnson is the epitome of the gutless worm that's gotten us into this situation. Oh, we fought like warrior poets, and we got, $2 billion off the IRS. It's disgusting and revolting. Bro, you approved all this. You approved all of this. Biden did it, but you approved it. Short commercial break. Back in the worm in a moment. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, Some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, Steve, I know you got a couple of closing observations, and then I want to give all the touch points of where to get this report and everything from CIS. That's the go-to spot for all the analysis. What do you got for us?
Right, very briefly. So one of the arguments for letting all these immigrants in is population aging. It's been well studied. Immigration does not fix population aging, partly because the immigrants arrive at all ages. They actually don't have that big of families. They age over time like everyone else. We know the answer. If you look at the high and low immigration projections of that the Census Bureau put out, it shows very little difference in terms of the share of the population in 50 years who are of working age. Immigration is no fix to an aging society. The other issue on workers, we're like, well, look, we just don't have enough workers. But what that ignores is all the workers on the sidelines who don't show up as unemployed because they haven't looked for a job in the last 4 weeks. If you were to graph the share of men in America without a college degree from 1960 to the present who are in the labor force, that is, they're working or at least looking for a job, it looks like a ski slope. If we could just restore the labor force participation rate of working age people, this has nothing to do with population aging. Just exclude all the people over 65. If we could just restore.
Hold it. Yeah. Slow down. Yeah. But slow down. I want to make sure you're talking in demographic talk. I got to talk in English. Labor force participation. I know what it is. You know what it is. Brad does. But I want to make sure all the audience knows what this. This means that men in our society, because we have punched out of the system. This is one of the cancers in our society that the men have literally punched out and stopped. They're either underemployed or they just stopped. And they've given up. They've given up hope. They've given up everything. The backbone of our society. This is the left's. The end of the patriarchy with Trump. This is why I said I'm quoted here, and now they're making a big deal. Bannon says not to go after the woman. I'm saying. What, don't chase the marginal Karen in a suburb that's got a college degree to try to kowtow to her, to convince her to support our movement, to support Trump, when we have tens of millions of men that have punched out of the system because of the way immigration and all the society is stacked against them. That's the center of your voting. That's the voting population right there. You get that and you rule for 100 years, Steve.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Explain it to me again.
In those areas. So again, labor force participation is working age people who don't look for a job and don't work. Just to give you, I'll give you a quick statistic. If you looked at men 20 to 64, so exclude the teenagers, in 1960, 7% were out of the labor force. By 2023, it's 25%. And these are men who have only a high school education or less. So these less educated men are not working and they're not looking. So that's one problem. Their real wages are down, and that's partly contributing to this problem. And what immigration does is let us essentially ignore this problem. And remember, there's lots of social pathologies linked when men don't work, who are of working age and should be working, from drug overdoses to crime to social isolation to failure to form families, it goes on and on. And so the idea that we have to have all these immigrants essentially is saying, let's forget about all these guys. Now, I agree it's challenging sometimes to get those people back into the labor force, but the benefits to them and society would be enormous, and instead we're turning to all the immigrant labor.
No, it's not challenging. The problem is this society and culture have thrown them away like they're disposable.
That's
and
true.
They know it. If you make outreach, this is what the country's been built on. What the hell you think made us the most powerful country in the world? Of course the women were there the entire time. 25% of your men are out of the labor force? That's a ticking time bomb. And the social pathologies that come from that, it's a railhead of everything. And guess what? Guess what? The radical left knows that. They're not dumb. They're not dumb. This is not by happen. This is not some, this is not something that just, this is not a mutable law of, this is not the second law of thermodynamics. This is not some immutable law of nature. This was planned and done by policies and human action. And it can be reversed by human action. This is what's so outrageous about this entire thing. Our country's being destroyed in front of us. And you got Polly Pockets Johnson sitting there going, we fought like warrior poets. No, you didn't fight like a warrior poet. You're a gutless coward is what you are. And you're not going to spin it any other way. Not why I draw a breath, you're not. Steve, where did he go to get the report? I want everybody to get the report. Let's get the statistics. Let's get the data. So we got, you know, we got grounds to fight on. What do you got, sir?
Yeah, so at CIS, like Center for Immigration Studies.org, all of our reports are free, and they have summaries at the beginning, and that we have reports on what the new numbers show, but also on this labor force participation problem. We have a lot of stuff on that. CIS.org.
You guys are amazing. Kerkorian, Benzman, you guys, and Rosemary Jenks and her new place, and you guys. When we end up saving this republic, it's because of the great work that you guys did on the analytics to show the American people the truth. Thank you so much, sir.
Take care.
Brad, any observation there before I go to Steve Stern?
Yeah, I just want to agree with you on the moral outrage you're showing. You know, when the left talks about love, they'll talk about every love except Jesus on the cross. And when they talk about God, they talk about everything about God except for God's wrath against injustice. And so when you get ticked off on behalf of the American worker, that is because we love the American people and we love the American worker. And these Republicans, everyone who just voted for that $7 trillion monstrosity, I ran in Virginia, right, on the Virginia Republican creed. All of these guys are lying, too. They ran on constitutional adherence. This is clearly unconstitutional. All the numbers Steve just ripped off, and then fiscal responsibility, strong moral fiber, the rule of law, that's all in the Republican credo. They've all just eviscerated and lied about the primary pledges they made to their own constituents by voting for that $7 trillion monstrosity, which is ruining our country. K-12 education, I hate to bring up, but it's related to this workforce issue. That's one-third of economic growth. And you're talking about time bombs. That's a time bomb. When in your inner cities, 40% of kids are illiterate. The whole thing is the left knows it. They're constructing we need to turn it around.
Stern is going to be next. We're going to go to a short commercial break, 90 seconds, second hour. Stern's going to join us on Precinct Strategy, these great calls he has one on Thursday afternoon today. Tiffany Justice, they took their show to New York City on exactly this issue. And, of course, the New York Times is reporting it's almost like a riot broke out. Gold's over $2,300. It's time now for you to talk to the specialist at Birch Gold. On Saturday, Philip Patrick's going to join me. We're going to walk through capital markets. We're going to walk through some of the macro forces. But you can get personal access. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go today to find out what are the forces that are driving gold as a hedge against the modern economy and the de-dollarization movement, of which our Congress and this illegitimate regime is bound and determined. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse. Code War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.